and I just want to raise this issue on the 5 kilometre restriction being lifted, which means some tenants in the private rental sector will be left vulnerable to eviction because of the provisions of this new Residential Tenancies Bill. Owner Bren, very quickly.
Yeah, and it's not some tenants, it is the overwhelming majority of tenants. So we've 200,000 tenancies out there and only 400 will continue to be protected after the 5k travel restriction is lifted. We need a ban on evictions right until the end of the year, clearly not for people involved in antisocial behaviour or willfully not paying their rent. They shouldn't have any protections. But for all of those tenants...
But how do you protect landlords from people willfully not paying their rent then?
My point is you should not provide protections to tenants who are willfully not paying their rent. Right? They shouldn't get any protections and those cases should proceed to the RTB. But the broad ban on evictions and rent increases has to be extended to the end of the year. Otherwise, you're putting renters at risk, not just of eviction and homelessness, but of contracting COVID-19. And that just makes no sense in the middle of a pandemic.
Catherine.
The eviction ban is tied to the 5k limit. You can still have a level 5 lockdown, and once you extend it beyond 5 kilometres, then the protection is gone. It's gone from the 12th.
Do you agree with Owner Bryn that the majority of tenants are going to be affected by this?
Yes, I do, yeah. I also agree that it has to be extended to the end of the year. I mean, we're in a race against time with this virus and getting the vaccine rolled out. Having people queuing around the corner looking for rented accommodation is not the way to go. And then you may well end up putting people into congregated settings because they can't find accommodation. There's really good reason why this has to be extended.
I just have a minute left. Niall, very quickly, Niall Collins. We're putting people at risk of homelessness if we don't extend this ban.
No, we're not. And you know, bringing in a blanket ban, as Sinn Féin is advocating, will simply cover people who are willfully not paying their rent or indeed people who are engaged in antisocial behaviour. And what the latest Residential Tenancies Bill...
I've got
was
two
signed,
people shaking their heads at me here.
No, on that. The very opposite.
That's not true.
We've said that shouldn't have that protection. Don't misrepresent our position.
You're trying to have it every which way, always.
We're trying to protect renters now, something your party has never done.
One voice.
No, you're not. You're trying to have it every which way, Owen, as usual, and on this issue you've been caught playing politics with it. The most recent Residential Tenancies Act, which was signed into law last Thursday by President Higgins, extends right out into the middle of July the protections for people...
400 renters, Niall.
And there are renters out there who are entitled to this protection and they have to self-declare, as you know, under the legislation. So the legislation...
And the rest of them are thrown to the wolves, Niall. Sorry, Fianna Fáil's failed renters again.
No, they haven't. You're playing politics with renters again. People can self-declare. There are renters out there. If they are in financial distress due to COVID-19, they can self declare and avail of these protections right out into the middle of July. You know that, Owen, so stop playing politics with
it. We're going to have to leave that there. We will, I would say, come back to this again. That hasn't been fully teased out, but we're going to have to leave it there.